太平洋教会，我的母会真的非常的 high tech。 你看我现在已经带上 CNN 的东西。
Pacifica Church is very high tech. It's just my home church, and I feel like I'm on CNN.
大概走遍这么多的教会，这个是最 high tech 的。
Out of all the other churches I visited, this is the most high tech.
最后我不知道会出现在哪里跟你们讲话。
And I don't know in the future what other things will come out.
爸爸妈妈，我们复习一下。
And for our parents here, we will review.
12岁以前的孩子，哎，我们复习一下。孩子是12岁 ，OK?
Let us review that children are considered those who are under the age of 12.
所有有关孩童的记录都是指着12岁以前的孩子。
All the recordings of children are of age 12 and under.
我们今天要讲的大概是13到18岁。
And the age we will discuss today are those from 13 to 18.
其实没什么好讲的。
There is not much for me to say.
如果你们真的同意我。你们看过青少年进入13到18这段年纪的时候，你们真的有经验的话，你们会同意我是没有什么好再做再讲的了。
And for those of you who have also experienced this age, you may know that there's not that much to be said.
所以上一节课就是，如果是十二岁以前的孩子，爸爸妈妈，你们该做该讲的，通通要做要讲。
For those who are here for the last class of those who are age 12 and under, children under 12, all those things that I mentioned must be done by the parents.
好，那现在我们要介绍13到18。
And now we will introduce the age of 13 to 18.
我们复习一下，十二岁以前孩子对于学习这件事情呢，他的这个曲线图是直线的往上的。
For those who are age 12, as they are learning, their learning is like a straight line going up.
也就是说，他从零岁开始一直到十二岁，他的学习是直线往上，不论你给他多少的东西。
And from age zero, as they are learning, no matter how much you give them, they are continuing to learn as a straight line going upward.
所以要先复习一下，他就是停在十二了。
And that this ends at age 12.
你所有该讲的话已经讲完了。
All the things that you have had to say to them is already you've already said.
不论是你觉得是你们家很重要的讯息，还是信仰，你觉得是最重要，不论是什么，你通通都讲完了 ，OK?
Such as the very important messages or teachings from your family that you want to pass on to them, you've already said them.
13到18，他的学习图形是变成这样的，我们复习一下。
And now from age 13 to 18, this is how their learning is.
也就是说，他会有上去的时间。
There will be times when they are going up.
他也会有下去的时间。
And there are times going down.
有几个特别的点是落在最低的地方。
There are some moments when they are at a low point.
意思是说，青少年的孩子，如果你家还是孩子的话，青少年他们在学习的过程里面会有好几段的时间是停留，不会前进的。
So during the for teenagers as they are learning, there are times when their learning will stop.
你们有看过吗？
Have you seen this before?
你们因为可能都没有青少年在家哦。
Maybe some of you do not have teenagers at home.
你们还是在关心老人的问题。
And some of you are still thinking about the issue of elderly.
你现在要真的假设，你真的认识青少年，他会有停止的时间。所谓的停止就是他没做什么东西。
And if you think about a teenager, there are moments when they actually pause and are not really doing much.
好吧，那假设你自己回忆你青少年的时间，好不好
？And you can recollect for yourself what it was like for yourself as a teenager.
他会有一些时间在发呆。
Sometimes you are just staring off into space.
对，他很会白日梦。
And you are daydreaming.
他很像在听你说话，可是其实是没有在听的。
They look like they are listening to you, but actually they aren't listening.
他们会很容易睡觉。
They are very easily easy to fall asleep.
所有那些你觉得是停着没有做东西的，就叫做停止。
And so those are examples of moments in which they have kind of stopped.
跟你们完全不一样哦。
And this is completely different from us here.
你们一定要有 schedule.
For us, we need schedules.
你们一定要有时间做做做做做。
And we try to plan everything out by time.
你们很像
what we will accomplish.
很像不做就不是人。
And if we don't do things, then we feel like we're not humans.
可是青少年是人哦。
But teenagers are humans as well.
他可以不做东西。
They can be fine with doing nothing.
他明明明天就有很重要的考试。
They may have a very important test the next day.
诶，他可以不做东西。
But they're sitting there fine without doing anything.
这边有没有青少年可以告诉我说 yes?
Are there any teenagers here that can agree with this?
就鼓励我一下。
Please encourage me a little
bit. 因为可能我讲错，对不对
？Am I correct?
Gary, 对不对
？Gary, is this right?
Sometimes 会。就是不知道要做什么，对不对
？Sometimes you don't know what you're supposed to do, right?
谢谢，他鼓励我。
Yes, he is encouraging me by agreeing.
你可能我学的跟他的生活是不一样的 ，OK？ 所以他鼓励我，就是说他们有时候是没做东西的。
And sometimes there are moments when they really don't do anything.
那你知道那个时间他们在做什么吗
？And but what are they doing during these times?
中文字很有意思，他说那个叫做沉淀。英文文化有没有
？Oh, they look sedated.
沉淀，
Sediment.
好， oh. 好棒，好好，大家好知道了哈。如果很难，这个因为这个字很抽象，如果不懂，我们就想我们装，你们都有去九九大华买过菜啊。
This is maybe a very abstract concept, so let's think about, have we been to 99 Ranch to buy groceries?
或是你们最近在买菜的时候，有没有发现要提袋也要付钱了？
Or have you realized that in any other supermarket that now you have to pay for the grocery bags?
所以你只能有一个袋子，可是你买很多。
You may only have one bag, but you have purchased a lot of things.
你怎么装？
So how do you fill it?Fill the bag.
要一直放下去嘛
You just continue to stuff things in.
懂我意思吗？那个动作，你要一直放下去。你压的最下去，你动的最厉害，它的你可以再放东西下去，知道吗？那个意思。
So you are putting things into the bag and shaking it and pressing it down so you can fit more items on top.
那个叫沉淀，就是往下走。
And this is when you. Settle, let things settle to the bottom.
所以你看，它会有往下的动作在这里停着。
That is like similar to those moments when they are just pausing.
跟这个完全相反不一样的。
And this is completely the opposite of when they are before age 12.
这个只有往上。
They are only going up.
一到了 teens 的时候，有东西会往下。
And then when they reach a teenager age, sometimes they will be going down.
这个对人生未来六十年的路非常的重要。
And this is very important towards their life in which they will continue to live until age 60.
你们因为是大人，对不对？就可以问你们这个问题哈。
And because everyone here is an adult, I can ask a question.
当你们遇到困难的时候
，When you face a difficulty，
当你们在人生遇到挑战的时候
，When you face a trial or an obstacle，
更难一点就是你遇到苦难的时候
，Or a trial or a challenge，
请问那样的时间你现在在你在做什么
？What do you do during those times？
对，但是非常好，那你的动作呢？
In terms of actions,
它是里面的，对不对
？Worry is internal.
担心就是里面的东西。
It's inside of us.
接着你要寻求神，对不对
？And in addition, we also seek after God.
寻求神是一种很安静的东西，是里面的。
And that is also an inward action.
那个就是属于往下走的东西，就是 settle, sitting, 往下。
So that is an example of an action that is settling or in a downward motion.
他不太可能是一直很 hyper 的，一直做做做，然后在面对苦难，他可以一直做，比较他会静，会往后，会往下。
For teenagers, they're unable to continue to keep doing and doing in a very hyper mood. Instead, they will actually turn inward and settle within themselves. And
所以对。这个是他们人生第一次，很强烈的，感觉到东西原来是会往下走的，往里面走的。
This is the first time in their lives that they may realize that there are moments in which they need to turn inward and reflect within themselves.
这个时候，你叫他一直学习，学习。
And this time, if you want them to continue learning,
有一点点的困难
it's a little difficult.
因为除非他刚好是往上的
unless they happen to be at the moment when they are going upward,
他可以 pick up.
They can pick up.
可是他如果刚好转到下面里面呢
But if they're in a moment when they are turning downward,
会让你失望。
This, at this time, you will feel very frustrated.
那亚亚裔父母特别会在乎的是学校的功课。
And one thing that parents are very concerned about is their schoolwork.
如果他刚好是往下走。
If they're at a moment in which they are turning downward,
我们希望他往上。
We want to lift them back up.
你们用的方法通常是什么？
And what are the methods we use at this time?
你们就安安静静。
Are we quietly sitting there?
就眼睁睁看他拿一个 F 回来。
Do we just sit there with our calmly looking at the F they've brought home?
你们真的是太伟大了。
No, this is.
所以我们这段可以跳过。
If you can do that, then that is very great, and yeah, we don't need to discuss this anymore.
因为这个需要练习。
Because this actually requires
好不好?
practice.
好，那我们就介绍就好了。就是说，它是一个旋转式，好像蜗牛一样的学习。这是复习上一次讲的。
So their learning style is in a shape of a spiral, which we have covered last time.
那这个时候，我们先讲它表现出来的东西比较清楚。
First, we can discuss what they are.Exhibiting or what their actions they are demonstrating.
他表现出来就是烦。
They may demonstrate they are annoyed.
有没有听过这个字？
Have you heard them saying this?
青少年常常，你们很像真的没有青少年，他们常常会觉得 annoyed 很烦。
Teenagers often feel very annoyed.
嗯，然后他的 annoyed 有的是讲不出来，有时候不敢讲，因为你很凶。
Sometimes they.Cannot express or are afraid to speak out their annoyance because you can be very strict or harsh with them.
对，然后他就用他的脸告诉你。
But their face will show you.
应该有看过，如果你家真的有青少年。
You must have seen this before if there really are teenagers in your family.
就是他身体整个会这样。
Their whole body will be like this.
就是你讲完了没啊？
And they're like, oh, are you done talking yet?
可是他不会讲啦。
But they will not verbally say that.
那个就是。他告诉我们，他表现出来就是很烦。
They are telling you that they're expressing their annoyance.
人通常为什么会觉得烦？来，再问你们。
And let me open this up to everyone here. Why do people usually feel annoyed?
为什么会烦
？Why do you get annoyed?
哦、oh,
，When somebody keeps
okay,
on repeating something.
Okay. 我们自己呢，有时候为什么会觉得烦
？For ourselves.
无能为力。
When we feel helpless,
就是跟你 powerless, 跟你想的不一样
or something is different from what you think,
你不能控制
like, you don't have control over something, you will feel annoyed.
那现在他为什么会烦
well, why would a teenager be annoyed?
一样的，他是人
it is the same because they are human as well.
他觉得他的 life 不能控制
they feel that they can't control or have control over their lives.
他觉得repeat 太多了
and they feel that you've been repeating the same things too many times.
或是他觉得他想做的可是做不到
or there's something they want to do but they're unable to.
就是跟我们是一样的
and this is the same as how we feel as well.
所以我会很尊重我们的青少年
so I would respect our teenagers.
因为他跟我们一样
because they are the same as us.
可是我们会一直觉得他还小，他不知道。
But we often treat them as if they are very young and they do not really know things.
我们有时候觉得会很矛盾，就是有时候觉得他很小，有时候就是说你已经大了，你要这样，他就是搞不清他是小还是大，这样也很烦。
And sometimes they can feel conflicted because they are not that young yet, but then you don't feel that they are that old, so they're in between.
真的，他如果是六岁啊，不会烦的。
And it is true, if they are age 6, they do not feel annoyed.
只有你会觉得他很烦。
Only you feel annoyed by them.
他还不会觉得你很烦。
They will not be annoyed by you.
他的世界是完美的。
Their world is very wonderful.
他看你就是这么的美好。
And when they look at you, they think that you are wonderful.
Happy birthday, 12岁一过。
After their birthday passes on when they are 12.
你是胖的，就真的是胖的。
If you are fat, they will see you as fat.
你是丑的，你真的是丑的。
If you are ugly, they will see you as ugly.
你是凶的，你真的就是凶的。
If you are very harsh, they will see that you are harsh.
意思是说，他看到现实。
That means to say that they have started to see reality.
所以第一次在他的人生里面，他见到现实，真正的世界原来是残酷的。
And they are starting to see the bleakness of reality.
那现在回来你们的问题了。
And let's return to questions to you.
如果你旁边的这个人，你旁边坐的这个人，大人，他就是心情很沮丧，很 觉得很烦，你要怎么鼓励他呢？
If the person sitting next to you who is also an adult is very sad or sorrowful, how would you encourage them?
又不知道了。
Do you guys not know?
因为这个有录音，我不能骂你们。
Because we are recording this, so I cannot scold you.
因为不知道会传到哪里去。
I don't know who will watch this.
不然我一定会说你们的 IQ 很低。
Otherwise, I would say your IQ is low.
问一个问题，你们会想很久。
Because when I ask you a question, you think for a very long time.
到青少年，他们就比较不会这样。
Or teenagers, they're less like this.
可是我们把它训练成这样。
But we have trained them to be like this.
好，如果旁边有一个人，他很沮丧，他很烦的时候。
So if a person next to you is very sorrowful or sad,
你大概不会再攻击他。
You most likely will not attack them.
你大概不会跟他说，圣经读了没？
You will not say, have you read the Bible yet?
考几分？
What was your grade? You usually wouldn't do this.
大概不会。为什么不去祷告？为什么还不祷告？
Why haven't you prayed yet?
不会。
No, we wouldn't do this.
可是我们一面对青少年的时候，他沮丧，他烦的时候，我们会跑出来这个。
But usually for teenagers, when we see that they are actually feeling very sorrowful, or we may actually come out with this type of tone.
我们的 mind 里面，我们的心里面呢，最上层的是表现。
In our mind,
presentation.
The top is performance.
对，我们知道怎么样做人。
The top is our presentation or performance. We know how we should act as a person.
就是最外面的。
And this is our outward actions.
就是你再不喜欢我，你都不会过来打我啊，有可能啊。
Like for example, no matter how much you dislike me, you wouldn't come over and hit me.
你就是会忍耐，等到四点半一下课你就走，这样最多了，好不好
？At most, you would just bear this until 4 o'clock and then just leave.
这就是表现。
This is our performance.
再来就是你有一个感觉。
And under that, we have a feeling.
那感觉我们就看不见了，对不对
？And feelings cannot be seen.
那还有一个东西我要介绍是最下面的东西。
And what I would like to introduce is another layer beneath.
完全看不见，完全不知道的。
Which we completely cannot see or.
就是连你自己有可能都不知道，我们都可能不知道。
And it is possible that you yourself are not aware of it.
那这个东西呢，是在很小的时候进去的。
And this comes in when you are at a very young age.
大概。十岁以前，六岁以前，很小就通通进去了。
Possibly before you are 10 years old or 6.
那这个东西就包括了我们现在如果念一个主导文。
And this includes such as when we recite the Lord's Prayer.
好像刚刚主导文我们可以念很快过去，不会念错。
Just as when we pray just now, we can recite the Lord's Prayer very quickly without mistake.
可是真正问你，你感觉什么呢？
But we ask you, what did you feel?
可能忘记了。
We may have forgotten.
你可以很快做出来。
You can perform this action quickly.
因为那个在十岁之前练习过。
Because you practiced it before you were 10 years old.
只要所有的东西在你今天的生活里面，你曾经在很小的时候练习过的东西，就通通进到最底层去了。
And all the things that you practiced or learned when you were very young are sift to the bottom.
那这个最底层的东西，所有会跑出来的。到最外面的表现，它是一种叫做反应。
And for those things that are very buried in the bottom of your heart to come out into action, it is a response.
它是不需要经过感觉，不需要经过大脑，直接就可以反应的。
These it can come out without going through your feelings or your mentally recognizing it.
比如说你的开车
，For example, when you're driving,
你不需要思考
，You don't need to think.
它超过感觉跟表现，它直接是反应。
This goes beyond your feeling or your performance. It is just an action.
可是如果你是刚刚学开车的人
，But if you are a person who has just learned how to drive,
连要转一个弯你都要想过。
Even when you just want to make a turn, you have to think.
转过去会不会撞到他
If I turn, will I hit that person?
啊，快撞到了
Oh no, I almost hit that person.
为什么你现在不会？
Why is it we don't think like this now?
为什么你可以一边开车一边打手机？
Why can we drive and talk on the phone at the same time?
为什么你一边开车可以骂小孩？
Why can you drive and scold your children at the same time?
因为他不需要经过大脑的思考，不需要经过你的感觉，是 response 出来的东西。
Because the act of driving has become a natural response that we don't need to consciously think of.
那那个东西就是你已经练习超过十次以上的 habit， 就变到最底层。
And these things are habits that you've practiced more than 10 times each and have gone to the bottom layer.
那要介绍这个是为什么呢？
And why am I introducing this?
是包括我们的说话。
And this includes our speech.
你看我们现在会说话，对吧？
We all can speak, correct?
也很会说，对吧？
And we're good at speaking, right?
要去算一算，80%以上的说话是反应。
If you are aware of your speech, about 80% of your speech is a response.
所以我们骂人可以很快。
So that is why when we yell at somebody or scold them, we can be very quick.
特别是骂青少年。
Especially when we're scolding a teenager.
骂小孩。
Or children.
非常的快。
It is very quick.
因为那个不需要经过感觉跟思考。
Because it does not need to pass through our feelings or our thought.
因为那个东西是在你小的时候已经听过200遍的东西。
Because those are the things that you heard yourself more than 200 times.
所以很多的爸爸妈妈，以前小时候他做不到的事情，他现在非常的在乎他的青少年一定要做到。
So some parents, there are things that they could not do when they were younger, and when they have children or teenagers, they really care that these teenagers can do these things.
刚好我们的青少年跟你的性格不一样。
And the teenager may happen to have a different personality or character from you.
他就会一直不知道为什么你一直这样对我，好像一个 enemy 一样。
They may not understand why you continue to treat me like an enemy.
Yeah, 所以我们的青少年有时候会非常的 down 下去，是因为他不知道怎么办了。
So sometimes a teenager can go to a very low point because they don't know what to do.
所以最下面这个叫做 response.
So the very bottom layer is a response.
所以你现在包括我们在讲话，都是属于这一块的东西。
So often in our speech, it includes much of it is a response.
注意，这一块东西是不需要经过思考的。
And this response comes without our thinking.
包括我们的眼神、
and
表情。
Includes our facial expressions.
通通都是以前的东西。
And those are all stemming from our past experiences.
所以现在神的东西要进来了。
So now we have the word of God coming in.
圣灵要进来了。
The Holy Spirit is coming in.
如果我们没有重新，好像保罗说的那个心去改变，要重新去看世界，看家庭，有它的困难在。
Unless our heart is transformed, as mentioned by Paul, it is very hard for us to have a new view or change our view of the world.
假如你们家真的真的有青少年，
If your family truly does have a teenager,
你会可能同意我。
You may agree with this.
你后来最大的不同是你自己改变了。
That in the end, the greatest change will be that you have changed.
Parenting 最后是改变自己。
Parenting at the end is changing yourself.
你真的试试看，你改不到你的孩子。啊，对不起，这边有孩子哈。
You can try.
改得到，改得到。
You can try it that.
你们跟爸爸妈妈一起听我怎么骂呢？
In the end, you will not be able to change your children.
还是要改，知道吗？
But for the teenagers here, you should know that you can change yourself.
可是 most 最多后来的时间是父母自己一直调整，一直改变。
Near the end, it will be the parent who is adjusting and changing themselves.
到有一天，爸爸妈妈真的。甜蜜到告诉自己的孩子说：“我真的要谢谢你，你帮助爸爸跟妈妈成长了。”
Until at the end, one day the parents will be able to say to the teenager, "Thank you because you've helped mom and dad to change
yourself." 希望我不是在讲做梦的话。
Hopefully, I'm not speaking words that are only in a dream.
因为我们有时候，亚洲父母有这样的困难度。
Because sometimes our Asian parents, this is a difficulty.
因为会觉得说。我说了就算。
Yes, they will think what I say is what matters.
那说到我说了就算的时候呢，我们就要来看另外一个图形了。
And speaking of this, now we will look at another diagram.
你可知道我说了就算的图形，在他的年纪里面，
For this phrase, because I said so, we can look at the division of age.
它是一直往下走的。
And this is a downward trend.
大概在十六、十七的时候就完全停止了。
That once they are around 16 or 17, this completely stops.
它是 baby 的时候。
When you have a baby.
你说了一定算。
Their ability to just accept what you say.
你给他吃，他就要吃。
If you feed them, then they will be fed.
你不给他吃，他就不能吃。
If you don't feed them, they will have nothing to eat.
到这个时候。
By the time they are 16.
你叫他吃。
If you tell them to eat.
你们试试看啊。
You can try it.
Gary, 如果我叫你现在吃，你 OK 吗？
Gary, if I told you to go eat right now, would you be okay with that?
你真的好客气哦！
你
真的好客气，你应该到前面来，等一下我访问你。
Later on, you can come to the front. I can interview you.
你真的可以教我们怎么样认识青少年
？We can see from him how to understand a teenager.
真的好特别的一段日子。
This is a very unique period of time.
只有六年。
It's only 6 years.
一过了就没了。
After it's passed, it is over.
所以他现在要吃跟不吃已经不是你说话了。
Now if they want to eat or not to eat, it is not by whether you tell them to or not.
爸爸妈妈的所有我说了就算的东西是一直往下走的。
And their ability to just take whatever you say and obey it is going downward.
现在听说，听说美国的孩子，听说大概到十岁就已经整个自己就上来了，你们不知道有没有碰过，你们家的都 OK 哈。好，那我们就不提。你们好像是，
上来了，
就是他会有自己的意见的。
Oh, okay. I have heard that in America that even at age 10, they can have their own opinions that are very strong that come out.
你们现在不要看自己孩子三岁就说啊，他已经有意见了，他不懂。
You don't say that. Oh, even at her age 3, that they have their own opinions. No, they don't really understand yet.
记得十二岁之前的他，你必须说什么就是什么。
You must remember that until they are age 12, you must have them take what you say as what it is.
你错过这个就没有了。
And once you have passed this opportunity, it will not come back.
你千万不要觉得说我的孩子好固执，不能教，那是你想出来的。
You do not have the misconception that my children are very stubborn and they are unteachable.
他需要你给他限制住，他需要。
They need you to.Give them limits or restrictions in their life.
他里面真的会好舒服。
It is odd, but inside they will feel very comfortable.
可是他的嘴跟他的脸会啊。
But on their face and on their mouth, they will cry out.
我们一看到那样就说啊，好好好好，让他。
And usually when we see that, we're like, oh, okay, we'll just give them their way.
现在全部都掉到这个陷阱去。
And this is what has happened these days.
因为读书读很多，对不对？外面的书。
Because we read a lot of outside books.
啊，要鼓励赞美。
We need to use encouragement and praise and happiness and let them be their own person.
他们到了青少年 teenager,
and when they are a teenager,
是第一批 depression 的人
those are the first people who will be depressed.
因为里面没有一个 boundary,
because inside they have no boundaries.
跟圣经完全不同
and this is completely different from the Bible.
你们要选哦。
You need to decide.
还来得及的。
And it is still, you still have an opportunity.
还没有碰到十二岁 Happy Birthday 的，全家回去就是祷告，给我祷告。
Until that they are 12, you can tell them that, you must pray right now, and that is it, the end of the story.
因为在未来十三到十八的这六年里面，你会暂时有时候看不见。他的表现出来好的东西暂时看不见。
Because when they are between 13 and 18, for this time period, you may be unable to see them express, have any positive reaction or expression.
对，他的图形在这段时期是这样上上下下的。
And how they are feeling inside is up and down at this time.
你们如果看到这个图形
，If you look at this trend,
会想到什么东西？
What do you think of? What does it remind you of?
会想，你们要有想象力哈，要有想象力，所以你就要从这边去找他们要的东西。
From this time, during this time period, you need to be creative to see what things that they want.
只要让他 可以上可以下，可以上可以下，哇，他好舒服。
If they can go up and down, then they will be feel very comfortable.
就今天让他睡床，明天让他睡地上。
Like let them sleep on the bed today, let them sleep on the floor the next day. This is one way.
试试看哦。
They will actually feel very comfortable.
不要让他有 regular 的东西。
Don't let them have a regular schedule.
他里面会舒服。
Inside they will feel very comfortable.
Roller coaster.
Is it
你们让不让孩子去坐云霄飞车
？Do you allow your children to ride roller coasters？
很恐怖的，会死，对不对
？It is very scary that you may possibly die。
这一块出来了。
And this is the automatic response that comes out。
我上次介绍海边，有家长说很危险。
When I spoke about this before, someone said it is very dangerous.
很危险，海边去海边很危险。
Someone said that going to the beach is very dangerous.
对，我不知道神为什么要创造。
They said I don't know why God created.
你直接就批评说创造这个很危险。
You said this is a very dangerous creation.
那个是 connection 啊，连接啊。
And this is a connection that they are making.
青少年需要大自然。
But the teenagers, on the other hand.Need nature.
你所有符合这个图形的，你通通要 create 想进去大自然。
You can incorporate nature into this type of cycle that they are feeling, the roller coaster.
带他们去森林。
Bring them to the forest.
他需要这个。
And they need this.
海边。
You can bring them to the ocean.
海是一下来一下走的。
The ocean is.Coming back and forth.
他需要这个。
They need this.
舒服里面。
Inside, they'll feel comfortable.
还有什么
？What else?
你有时候让他，有时候不让他。
Sometimes you will let them do things. Sometimes do not let them do something.
懂吗？有时候他可以不吃，有时候他可以吃。
Sometimes they cannot eat, and sometimes they can eat.
真的，在美国不会饿死的。
It is true. In America, they will not starve to death.
不要为了吃一餐饭把他逼到快要疯。
Do not over one meal push them until that they are feel like they're going to go crazy.
他真的有一天他拒绝吃饭，你知道吗
？Until one day they may just completely reject to eat.
吃饭不要一直骂。
Do not continue to scold or yell them while you're eating.
不要一直说教训。
Do not continue to lecture them.
吃饭是一件最快乐的事情。
When you're eating, it is the most happiest time.
因为以后大灾难来的时候会吃不到饭。
Because one day when the great tribulation comes, we will not have food.
你真的不要以为你会一直坐在餐桌的前面，好不好？
Do not think that you will always be around the dinner table.
所以让他有时候没有吃饭是好的，他要预备大灾难的来临。
So if sometimes they do not want to eat, that's good because they're preparing for the great tribulation.
不然他会是第一个死掉的人。
Or they may die first.
耶稣还没有见到。
And before Jesus comes,
他就。十二点了还没吃，可是在逃难哦，还没有吃怎么办？他第一个就死掉了。
They may be the first to die if they have not been fed by 12 o'clock.
还没有，因为什么？为耶稣牺牲是没十二点没吃到就死掉了那种，好不好
？They will not learn how to sacrifice for the sake of Lord Jesus if they are dying from hunger.
所以我们第一节课复习一下，就是上次的图形，把它记起来。
So please keep in mind this imagery of up and down or the roller coaster.
他们需要很多上上下下的东西。
They need many ups and downs.
因为跟他的学习刚好可以符合。
Because this happens to match with their learning style of a spiral.
所以下一节课我们会讲，那我们怎么样可以观察？跟他们沟通到这一些东西呢
？So now we will speak about how can we observe them and to find something that matches their needs.
因为这个东西是我们在自己成长过去的时候比较没有的东西，讲不到的话。
This may be something that we did not get ourselves as much when we were growing up.
真的，我们这个年代的人，爸爸妈妈。你们大概几岁的时候就明白你爸妈妈原来是这么的爱你，这么的辛苦，为了你养育你，大概几岁
？For those of us sitting here, how old are you when you realize that your parents truly loved you and sacrificed so much for you? Around how old were you?
三十。
30 years old.
差不多哈，还有没有更年轻的？有没有
？Anyone younger?
很小就知道苦啊苦啊。
So some knew when they were a lot younger.
很爱你， 现在的孩子要知道父母亲有这么的爱我，为了我牺牲来到美国这里，年纪蛮后面的。
For people, the teenagers nowadays, for them to understand how much their parents love them and have sacrificed for them to come here, it is very late in their lives that they understand this.
那一块的苦的东西在里面，就是你还不懂，可是你已经硬着告诉自己说，爸妈妈原来是爱我的，那个过程是我们这个年代的东西。
And this is something that is a part of our own generation, in which in our hearts there is actually a feeling of bitterness, but you tell yourself that, that my parents really love me.
可是我们现在要真正的把真理的东西，就是说孝敬父母这个真理的东西放进去，我们很有挑战性，很难。
And it is a struggle once you put in the words of the Bible that we need to honor our parents.
他一定要从我们的身上看见。
They must be able to see it on through our actions.
这个年代的青少年，他只用眼睛。
This age, teenagers, they only use their eyes.
他们在很年轻的时候，眼睛就被过度的刺激。
Since they were very young, their eyes were overstimulated.
所以他们要看见。
So they need to see.
所以他们要抓住看不见的东西，有一点难。
So it is harder for them to.Grasp any abstract concepts.
因此，爸爸妈妈的责任比以前更大。
And in addition, the responsibilities of the parents are even greater today.
以前的爸爸妈妈在你小的时候吵架打架，你还是很爱他们，很奇怪。
Before, when your parents argued, you still really loved them.
你会知道爸爸妈妈打架是为了你。
We know that they are arguing or fighting because of you.
现在不是哦。
And now this is not true.
看一次。
If the child sees this once,
看两次。
A teenager sees it twice.
就进去了。
It goes in.
然后我们就说，哎呀，他有了黑暗的阴影在里面。
And then we say, oh no, now there is a shadow in there, inside within them.
所以他们的脑跟我们不太一样。
So their brains are different from our
generation. 很容易受伤。
They are easily hurt.
很容易放弃。
Wounded, and they are easy to give up.
很容易沮丧。
And they are easy to become depressed.
这三个东西是在以前的人比较没有的。
And these are all things that did not happen as much in the past.
对不起，因为孩子是我们自己养大的。
And this is how we raise our children.
就是，意思是说你们活该啦。
Okay, yeah, this is the result of how we raise them.
因为你们就一直保护他。
Because you continue to protect them.
你简直是他的灵魂 ，possess 到他上面。
You try to possess their soul.
你们有看过这样的父母吗
？Have you seen parents like this?
就是他的小孩这样走，对不对
？That their children walk like this.
他的父母就在后面。
And their parents are behind them.
小心。
Oh, careful.
他其实是被你吓到。
Actually, you've scared them.
你一直保护他。
When you continue to protect them.
然后第二。你给他吃很营养的东西。
And the second thing is that you feed them very nutritious things.
这个都是以前没有的哦。
These are all things that did not exist before.
哎，传道那个时候，养爸爸妈妈真的随便你哎，哈，去跑啊，自己跑，没穿鞋自己想办法，自己去偷啊，这样。啊，对不起。就是说自己去想办法啦。
Pastor, you may know that
in
the past, for children, if they don't have food, they have to find it themselves, and they just play on their own. If they don't have shoes, they have to figure it out.
那个年代很小就知道想办法。
And the children of that age are very young. They know to find their own ways.
现在不会想办法。
And now children do not know how to.
就看你。
They will just look at you.
你看那些小孩，直接就看你哦。
And you see these children, they just look at. They just look
at. 他等答案。
They're waiting for you to give them an answer.
那我们最喜欢给答案。
And we like to give answers.
哦，我孩子问我，我当妈妈好骄傲。
And I'm so proud. Oh, my children have asked me.
教他往这里，往这里，不要往那里。
And you tell them, you instruct them, do this, don't do that.
这就是我们做的东西。
And this is the action of protecting or
又给他营养。
And giving them over nutrition.
所以他的脑好大。
So their brain is very big.
注意看，他们现在的头都蛮大的。
If you observe carefully, there's a lot of big-headed children.
那他们的脑大以后，第一个出来是什么？你们知道吗
？And after their brain is enlarged, then what's the first thing that comes out?
想象力。
The ability to think.
creativity.
A create.
他非常的有想象力。
They will be very creative.
刚好是我们没有的。
And this is something that we ourselves will not have.
我们其实不知道怎么教他们。
We don't know how to teach them.
可是我们就一直的教。
But we continue to teach.
感谢主。
And thank God.
如果主耶稣又跟你同工一起教 ，OK。
If God is with you and teaching as you are teaching, then everything will turn out okay.
如果你觉得你比较会教，哇，主耶稣又没有帮你教啊，他就很有想象力。
If you think that you are very good at teaching and God is not with you in your parenting, then you will have a child that just is very creative.
想象力带出来的动作就是发呆。
And from their creativity, they will often zone out or
stare into space. 大部分是坐在那边一直的想。
They will just sit there thinking.
那现在很容易做，就是给他 iPad.
And the easiest way to do this is to give them an iPad.
然后电话。
And a phone.
因为你觉得他既然坐在那嘛。
Because you think if they're just sitting there doing nothing,
不要浪费时间。
Don't waste their time.
就让他做这些东西也 OK。
You give them an iPad, and that is okay.
他会把他所有的想象力投注在这个上面。
They will put their creativity into this.
你会发现这是一个完全不同的时代。
And you will realize this is a completely different generation.
不同的大脑。
Different ways of thinking.
那个脑不一样。
Oh, the brain itself is different.
光是 size 就不一样。
Even the size.
更不要说他们的 transmission 是不一样的。
And the transmissions.
他们不是我们以前的车子。
They are not the type of transmission cars we used to have. 他们里面很
像那个飞碟，就会飞的。他们会飞里面飞一下，然后就砰掉下来，然后又飞，就那怪怪的飞机这样里面。
They're inside. They are like a frisbee. A flying saucer that will go up very high and then suddenly drop down.
他们没有什么逻辑。
They don't have much logic.
所以你跟他讲很多逻辑。
So if you use logic to explain,
这样他听不懂。
And explain to them, they won't understand.
不知道你在做什么。
They don't know what you're doing.
那这种有的好处还会告诉你说我听不懂。
Some who are better may say, I don't understand.
那你们通常最喜欢做就是再讲一次，对不对？
And for us here, we would just repeat it again.
他不会是因为听你讲就懂了，知道吗？
Oh, if they don't understand.
他没有，他不会因为你用讲，他就听懂。
Oh, they will not be able to understand just because you have spoken or explained it to them.
他为什么等在那边？
Why are they waiting there?
因为他要看，那你呢？
They are waiting to see, what about you?
你说的耶稣这么好。你呢？
You say Jesus is so great. What about you?
你说有平安喜乐，你有吗？
You say there is peace and joy. Do you have it?
你光是一个 lay off 就已经不能睡觉几天了。
You have after you've been laid off, you can't fall asleep for days.
你光是菜买不对就跟吵架了。
Even from not being able to buy the right groceries, you have an argument.
你以为他听不懂？
You don't think that they can hear this?
他是看。
They can see it.
他完全要用看的。
They use their eyes to see everything.
他用 visual 的刺激进去，让他的大脑工作。
They will use a visual stimulation to allow their brains to process.
然后 connect 跟他的 value， 跟他以前学到的东西合在一起。
And then they will connect it to their values or what they've been taught.
如果他十二岁之前听到你教训他所有宝贵的道理。
If before they are 12, you have taught them all the valuable truth of the Bible.
结果在 teenager 这段时期的时候，他没有看见。
But when they are a teenager, they do not see this lived in your life.
因为他第一次要看到什么叫做现实。他第一次要看 reality.
Oh, because this is the first time they are seeing reality.
结果他看到的现实，跟他十二岁以前听到的宝贵，你说很重要的东西不一样。
But what they are seeing for the first time is not matching with what you said was very valuable and precious that you taught them in the past.
他的三个东西是什么？
What are the three things?
很容易放弃。
They are very easy to give up.
很容易沮丧。
They are very frustrated. Easy to be frustrated.
也可以随便讲，也可以，也很容易就怎么样？就
And what is the last one?
烦了就不要了。
And they would just they just will not reject things.
所以他连接的 learning 在这个时候完全是用看见的东西。
So their learning at this time is completely from what they see.
这个是我们要强调的。
And this is what I need to emphasize.
我们所有的技术技巧 什么沟通，很多人想学这个，这个真的是在后面。
All of the techniques or methods of communication, these all come afterwards.
因为他变成一个大人的样子。
Because they are already like an adult.
他的里面不一样了，他的大脑。
Their brain has already changed.
他所有的东西变成是一个真实的世界。
And in themselves, they have their own world.
因此，在这段时间，他会有许多次的伤心。
And during this time, they will have a few times in which they are very sorrowful.
那为什么我们要用伤心？
And why are they sorrowful?
就是他不知道下一步怎么办。
Because they are not sure what the next step should be.
这个叫做伤心。
And this is a way of sorrow.
青少年如果进入伤心。
And when a teenager is in sorrow.
现在来说比较容易放弃生命。
And for today's day and age, they are more easy to commit suicide.
我们一定要每一天为他们祷告。
We must pray for them every day.
邀请他们一起祷告。
And invite them to pray with us.
你真的不知道他们在想什么。
You really do not know what they are thinking.
他们会跟你聊天的话。
They will chat with you.
大概只有5%他要说话的内容。
And they will only speak out 5%.
大部分90%以上是放在里面不说的。
And more than 90%, well, they will just keep in their mind without speaking it out.
因为他整理不出一个 logic 的东西告诉你 what happened 在他的里面。
Because they are unable to organize in their thoughts and how they are feeling.
那个叫做混乱。
And it is a confusion within them.
那我们会一直觉得他听得懂。
We may think that they understand.
所以东西跟说话一直的进去。
So we keep on saying things that we want to go in.
那一直进去的时候。
And during this time,
他们就会非常的辛苦。
They will struggle.
因为他们需要一个 step 一个 step 的往前面去想清楚。
Because they will need to go forward step by step.
我们的声音就是这样子进去。
But our voices are coming straight down at them.
就是一直帮他打断他的想法。
And it is disrupting their train of thought.
所以如果他画成是圆形的时候。
So when you draw the diagram as a spiral or a circle.
他会开始有许多的想法在他的脑子。
They will have a lot of thoughts in their mind.
但是是一步一步的来。
But it is step by step.
他就会想我要不要这样做呢？
At each point, they will think, "Do I want to do this?"
他就开始 evaluate 评估，
and they will start to evaluate.
然后他就想，我真的应该这样子做。
And they will decide, "Yes, I will do this."
Try 看。
You can try this.
又评估。
Or they will try.
又评估。
They will try something and then evaluate.
失望。
And then be disappointed.
再试试看。
Then try again.
再评估。
And then evaluate.
然后 confirm.
And then.They will reach a confirmation.
他需要这样子的一个 cycle， 在他的成长六年当中，这六年一直的绕，一直的绕。
In these 6 years, they will require this cycle that continues to cycle within them.
如果我们的声音非常的多，
and if we have a lot of voice or we say a lot of things to them,
因为我们觉得他十二岁以前我们没有讲清楚。
Because we think that before they were 12, we were not clear to them.
没有告诉他们最重要的事情。
We did not tell them the things that were most important.
天哪，这个时候如果再不讲，以后不是上天了吗？
Oh no, if I do not tell them now, it will be too late later on.
Yeah, 你翻得不错 too late. 因为中国人会说，这以后来的不是上天啊，我上天，哦，我觉得蛮好嘛，上去了。以后不是就是哈、哦、要上去嘛，好、啊，这不要翻。
Okay, it will be too late.
好，就这样。所以意思是说，我们会觉得完还没有教不行不行，一定要快点教，声音就一直介入。
As parents, we will feel very anxious that we need to continue to teach them before it's too late. And so our voice continues to, we continue to say things to them.
因为我们觉得这个东西中间非常的重要。
Because we think there's something very important that we want them to do.
但现在、哦、我们也不知道这个重要的东西对你的家的价值到底是什么，我们不晓得。
What it is that is important to you may vary by family.
有的人是读书哦。
For some, it is their coursework.
有的人是弹钢琴。
For some, it is playing the piano.
有的人是吃饭。
For some, it is eating.
我不知道这是什么，就是 这个如果没讲，他以后会完蛋的东西。
These things that you think that if they don't know now, they will be in trouble later on.
上次我有一个妈妈这样跟我讲。
Once there was a mother that said to me.
他现在13岁。
He is 13 years old now.
这样不负责任。
He is so irresponsible.
以后怎么样当老板？
In the future, how can he be a boss?
所以蛮重要的。
So that is for her, that is what is important.
Okay, 所以你就知道每一个人这个中心的价值是不一样的。
So now we know that every person has a very different central idea that they think is important.
那这个中心我不能教你。
And this is not something I can teach.
这个是传道要教的。
This is what we learn from the pastor.
Okay, 好。
Well, the question is that if there's a teenager who is happens to be in the downward part of the thinking or learning cycle and is just not doing their homework, then do we just let them not do anything? Wait until they come back up? And Daniel is saying yes. If you ask them why they're not doing their homework, they themselves may not know. This is a big question or problem.Because it seems that it is inconceivable that they don't do their homework.
Oh.
Or if you have a child that says, it's not that I didn't do it, I just forgot.
更聪明, huh?
This is a smarter child.
那你们通常会抓吗？你们会很像那个抓海关那个非法移民这样子，拿出来，你会这样吗？你们会不会？他如果说我写完了啊，你会说拿出来看一下，会不会
？Do we typically act as a customs, you know, a customs person who is inspecting their work, or if they said that they've done their homework, you ask them to bring it out for you to see.
我们上次第一节课有讲哈，小孩子会开始讲故事给你听，你知道讲故事吗？因为大人说那个叫说谎哈。他开始会讲故事的程度一直上去，是我们逼他出来的，知道吗？那是上一节课，因为你一直抓，那他会很兴奋。他被抓一次，下次就再拿假护照进来，知道吗？他会一直上去。
So last time we talked about if you are a person that continues to act as an inspector or require things of them, then they will start to make up stories.
对，他会一直上去，他的程度会一直上去。
And they will continue to make up more stories.
对，他会一直 lie 到你抓不到了，他就哦，好险。
And so they will lie or improve on their lies until you are unable to catch them, and then they will feel like, oh, I got away with that, and they'll feel very happy.
做功课是一件事情啦。
Doing homework is one issue.
还有什么？
What are other issues?
青少年还有什么很独特的东西？
What is unique to a teenager?
哇，你们一定都没有 teenager.
You must all not have teenagers.
还是你们都得到很大的福气，有可能，我可能就不要一直讲负面的。我们应该来讲甜美的家庭。
Or maybe everyone has a very blessed family, so we can talk.
呀呀呀，可能要讲甜美的家
庭，因为 blessed family。
因为这可能要讲清楚哦，就是说，我现在讲的是因为我们在帮助他。那我现在的帮助他，就是他需要被帮助。可是 maybe 你们家都不需要被帮助，因为你有神嘛，直接做你们的主人。那你们的孩子就是孝顺啦，甜美啦，你们家就是这样，那可能就不要再。
So what I am saying is require for those who need help, but maybe in your families you already, because of Christ, have a very wonderful family that is following the commands of the Bible. So in that case, we won't need to continue talking about this.
家，帮我们讲两句，在这边的青少 high school 好了，好不好？ 在学校通常教什么？你怎么样面对这些 high school 的学生？
What are the things that high school students nowadays are taught? Or how do we teach them?
最重要的。
What are the most important things they're taught?
There's a list that teachers have to teach. That's why the teachers are, you gotta do在学校他不 perform 你要他做的 doing list 的时候我们怎么办
So what happens when your child does not perform to the standard you expect?
对 teens.
For teenagers.
What you just said, the school does not consider. You don't do homework, it's part of your grade, and then you fail, and then the schools, the colleges, so you don't do homework, it's a big deal, and they feel the pressure.
就是随便你。
It's kind of up to you if you want to do it.
就是说，到了 teenager 的时候，他只告诉你，你走这边是这样，你走这边是这样，可是是你的选择，对吧？
When
Sorry, yeah, sorry. 所以老师也有他的情绪，对吧
？And teachers themselves also have their own emotions.
那我们现在要回来的地方是说，现在我们在面对青少年的时候
，So today when we are interacting with teenagers,
你要想也要稍微了解一下 teenager 怎么样看我们。
We need to have in our mind, how they view us.
因为你刚才那个线已经下来了，你说 yes 就是 yes 的那个线一直下来了。
Because as we've mentioned before, their ability to take whatever you say as fact has already gone down.
到现在变成是真的跟他一样是 friendship 下来了。
And now you have come to the level where you are actually a friend.
那他们最重要看见的现在是这个东西，是 friends。
And what is most important for them to see at this time now is that you are a friend.
真的不是 parents.
Not a parent.
Parents 在这个时候就很难调整过来。
And at this time, it is very hard for parents to adjust.
可是你们都看过很多书，对不对？
But we've all seen many books.
要当你孩子的 friends， 对不对？
That to be a friend to your child.
你知道 friends 跟 parents 最大不同在哪里吗？
What is the greatest difference between a friend and a parent?
Hello.在哪里
please answer.
他如果去选择做一件事情的时候，他的 friend 不会把他抓回来的。
If a person, if a child chooses to do something, a friend will not call them back or restrain them. A parent will.
所以很大的不同在这边。
So this is the greatest difference.
可是现在又告诉我们，他们要我们要做他们的朋友。
But we're saying at this time that we do need to be their friend.
Asian parents, 我们真的非常的难。
This is very difficult for Asian parents.
因为我说了就算。
Because they think that whatever I say goes.
可是真的不是这个时间。
But this is not the time and age for this.
是十二岁以前。
That is appropriate before they are 12.
十三岁之后，不论你要还是不要，他要的是 friendship.
Whether you want to be a friend or not, this is what they want at this time.
我们要去想朋友是怎么样的。
We need to think what is a friend like.
朋友不会24个小时一直告诉你这样错了，这样不对，这样了，他不会的。朋友不会这样子。
A friend will not 24 hours a day keep telling you that. That is wrong. Don't do that.
你为什么喜欢跟你的朋友聊天
？Why do you like to chat with your friends? Why?
因为你说话的时候他会听。
Because when you say something, they will listen.
然后他说的时候换你听。
And when they speak, you listen.
这个叫做朋友。
And this is considered friendship.
这个就是我们等一下下一节课要一起练习的东西。
And this is what we will practice in the next class.
我们可能 cover 不到全部有关 teenager 的事情。
We may not be able to fully cover all things related to teenagers.
可是我知道有一些家长是即将要迈入青少年自己的孩子。
But some of parents here, their children are going to be entering into teenage.
Maybe 我们来得及，可以练习一些方法。
There's still time. We can practice some methods.
可是第一节的观念要放进去。
But for the first class today, we want to have the right concept.
他们是非常的有创造性的。
They are very creative and up and down.
他们里面的图形是这样的。
This is how they are inside.
父母亲，你们可以 provide 给他们这样的东西吗？
And as parents, how are we able to provide this for them?
你们不是只给他吃饭跟喝水。
You don't only provide them food and water.
父母亲是世界上唯一可以给他们他需要的东西的人。
The parents are the ones, the only people in the world that are able to give them what they need.
剩下的人是不管你需要还是不需要，反正我给你 ，it's up to you.
For the other people in the world, whether they want to or not, it's up to them.
你不能做世界上那些人。
You cannot be those other people in the world.
因为全世界只有你可以给他这个。
Because in the world, there is only you who can give them what
they need. 就是他里面的需要。
And that is what they need inside.
他需要的上跟下。
They need to be able to have ups and downs.
从你的环境的 setting 开始去想。
From your setting, you can start to think about this.
你们可以家长坐在一起讨论有哪一些好的方法。
As parents, you can discuss what are some good methods.
能够去交换，然后提供回家练习。
And we can.Practice these when we go home.
第二，他的学习的方图形是这样的。
And second, their learning style is a spiral.
他会停下来的。
There will be moments when they have stopped.
他会有时间学习不上去的。
There are times when they cannot continue to learn.
那是因为他里面在哀伤。
Because inside they are in sorrow.
那他的那个 sorrow 是因为他要装更多的东西进去，所以他需要 settle down.
And it's because they have, they're trying to put in a lot of things inside, so they need to, those things to settle.
那个 settle down 的时间有时候很长。
And sometimes it takes a while for those things to settle.
有的孩子需要三个月。
Some children may, some teenagers may need 3 months.
有的孩子是三天。
Some may be fine in 3 days.
有的孩子是三个小时。
Some in 3 hours.
非常不一样。
It is very different.
只有你，全世界只有你会认识他，他的停留是多长的时间，请你花一点精神去认识他。
And only you in the world will be able to tell how long of a time they need. So spend some time to observe and figure out how much time they need.
一直讲话，一直教他，一直解释的时间已经过了。
The time for you to continue to speak, continue speaking and teaching them, instructing them, that has already passed.
你们如果真的想讲，找教会那些比较小的来讲，好不好
？If you really want to continue doing this, look for those in church who are younger.
你真的想要讲话，去找 Caleb.
If you really want to instruct, then you can look for Caleb.
不管他听得懂听不懂，你就告诉他，做人要好好的做，要有责任感，去告诉他。
No matter if he understands or not, you can tell him you must be a responsible person. You must be a good person.
可是你家如果开始进入有十三到十八的孩子
，But if your family, the age of your child is 13 to 18.
你如果能越少说话，哇，你就是最棒的父母。
The less you can speak is a greater parent you can be.
我只能第一节课给你这两件事。
And those are the two concepts I can give you in this session.
因为你是吃稀饭跟酱瓜出来的。
Because you're from a different, huh?
你小时候吃的东西是粥啊，空鸡。
Okay, so because we grew up.
然后配酱菜的那一种。
Porridge.
对，你的脑跟它不一样。
So our brains are.Constructed differently from theirs.
他是从肚子里面就在吃维他命的人。
They are the children that, since they were in the womb, were eating vitamins.
他的 transmission 是完全不一样的。
The transmissions of their mind and brain are different.
你怎么可能教他呢？
And how can you teach them?
我看到他们啊。
I seen them.
我都说 Gary, can you teach me something?
When I see them, I ask them, Gary, can you teach me something?
呀，他们就会说，你要学什么？
Then they will be happy to say, "What do you want to learn?"
对，你要学什么？哦，我今天想学 friendship.
Today I want to learn about friendship.
他们就会告诉我很多事情哎。
Then they will tell you many things.
你就会知道了。
And you will learn.
爸爸妈妈，这段时间是我们安静灵修的时间。
For parents, this is a time for you to quietly cultivate yourself.
六年很快就过了。
6 years will pass very quickly.
Just listen.
Just listen.
听就好了，听真的胜过说。
Listening is better than speaking.
我有一个孩子上来见证。
There was a child, a person,
17岁,
a 17-year-old who came up to speak,
哇, to testify. 我鼓励他，我一定要请他教我们认识青少年。
And I encouraged him to help us to understand what it's like to be a teenager.
我现在都没有说他们是对的哦，你不要听错，好不好？
I'm not saying that the way they're acting is correct.
我都没有说他们，我现在只是说他要介绍我们认识他的品种。
We are just understanding the way that they are, but I'm not saying that is the right
or correct way. 这个 model, 这个产品要先介绍认识嘛。
So first you need to understand the model of the product.
这个姐妹17岁，太棒了。
And this sister who was 17-year-old was very good.
她说 ,Parents, 你们其实是可以成为我们最好的 best friend.
She said that, parents, you can actually become our best friend.
因为我们真的想把所有的事情告诉你们。
Because we really want to tell you everything.
可是你们不听。
But you don't want to listen.
因为你们想讲。
Because you want to speak.
你们一看到我就抓时间跟我讲话。
Because as soon as you see us, you will take that opportunity to start talking.
如果一天只有十分钟见到他。
If there's only 10 minutes in which you'll see them in a day.
一定是你在讲话。
The parent will be the one talking.
因为你觉得这十分钟如果没有教你怎么做人，我真的是亏欠神。
Because the parents think that if I don't spend these whole 10 minutes to teach you how to be a good person, then I am not doing my duty to God.
对，你为什么不在他12岁以前做呢？
And why did you, as parents, why did you not do this before they were 12?
哦，因为你们太忙了。
Oh, because you were too busy.
通常到了 teenager 的时候，爸爸妈妈是比较不忙的时候。
And usually when they're teenagers, then you are less busy.
事业有稳定了。
Because your career has stabilized.
找不到工作的也找不到了。
If you can't find a job, you just can't find a job.
Lay off 也习惯了。
If you're laid off, you're used to it by now.
全部的焦点就放在青少年的身上。
And your focus comes on completely to your teenagers.
那我就一直说，不是，是十二岁以前。你的 focus 是在十二岁，这是圣经的教导，到老不会变耶，多有价值啊。
And what I continue to stress is that, no, this is not the right time. Before they are 12 is when you should give them the complete focus, because when they grow older, they will not stray.
结果不行。
But
要打拼啊，要工作。
We don't do this because we want to strive in our careers.
注意听哦，我也没有说这样不好哦。
I'm not saying that this is not good.
因为你的家庭，你最知道情况。
Because you know your family's the best.
我只是要说，青少年到了这个年纪的时候，他真的要你听他说话。
But I am just saying that as a teenager at this age, they most need you to listen.
所以那个姐妹教了我们一件事情，就是如果我们可以听他们说话，我们将是他最好的朋友。
And that sister taught us that if you can just listen to them speak, you will be their best friend.
回家之后，今天把嘴封起来。
So after you go home, you can zip your mouth.
他问你什么，你都这样。
When they ask you a question, just do this.
他对你就有兴趣了。
Then they will be interested in
you. 他好想知道你在想什么。
Then they will want to know what you're thinking.
你随便露出一个字，哇，黄金，他就进去了。
If you just say any one couple words, then it'll be as gold to them.
对，你很久不说话，你只要说神，他就哇进去了。
If you don't speak for a long time, and then the first word you say is God, they'll be like, wow, and they will put it into their mind.
很好用。
This is a very good method.
但是你一定要先 zip 起来。
But first, you need to zip your mouth.
你如果忍不住。
If you cannot stand it.
回家还要问他，你小便了没？
And when you ask them, have you gone to the restroom yet?
吃饱了没？
Have you eaten?
我觉得很冷，要穿一件夹克。
It's very cold, I think you should wear a jacket.
你知道他去学校被 bully 吗？
Did you know that at school they're being bullied?
因为他穿得像那个雪人啊。
Because they're dressed as a snowman.
他的同学是 T-shirt.
Their classmates are wearing T-shirt. 你把他带成
像那个不知道从北极来的。
But you have dressed them like they're from the North Pole.
他去学校就是 target, 就是被 bully 的人。
So at school they are the target of bullying.
为什么？因为你冷。
Because you're cold.
你就觉得他冷。
So you think they must be cold.
所以你就这样，就上去了。
So you...
process 上去，妈妈冷，你一定冷。
So you
母子连心
continue to pile onto them because you think that they should feel what you feel.
我饿，你一定饿。
If I'm hungry, you must be hungry.
他是一个人啊。
But they are a different person.
他以后还要进入婚姻呢。
In the future, they will get married.
他连这个十几岁了，他连冷跟饿都不知道。
If they
are, 他要看医生啊。
If they are over 10 and they don't even know if they are cold or hot, then they need to see the doctor.
请回家。 把你的嘴封。哎，可是十二岁以前要哦。
So when you go home, you should just keep
你们都不要乱听，每次都听错，都听相反的。
But be careful that when they are before they are 12, you do need to speak.
妈妈说 no 就是 no， 这是十二岁之前。
And before they are 12, if your mom says no, it just means no.
读经，
read the Bible, pray.
十三岁之后，
after they are 13,
封起来。
Then close your mouth.
你自己在那边读经。
And you will be there reading the Bible.
自己在那边祷告。
And you pray there yourself.
他会看见。
They will see you.
你说出来的话就很有价值。
Then the words that you say will be very valuable to them.
休息一下哦。
Let's take a break.
好辛苦你们。一起默祷。
Let us pray together.